I can't help it if you look like an angel.
Oh, Gab, you know my name's not Steven, right? Hello! Welcome to Tay2Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about Haunted from Speak Now.
I'm haunted! And today, we are discussing the song Hey Steven,
yeah,
from Fearless Taylor's version. Hey Steven is the fourth track on Fearless Taylor's version.
Fearless was originally released on November 11th, 2008, and Taylor's version was released on April 9th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And this song was solely written by Taylor.
Hey Steven has been played live by Taylor 116 times. Most of them, of course, were played on her Fearless World Tour in 2009-2010. She played it once on the Red Tour in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and she also played it once on the Reputation Tour in 2018 in St. Louis.
With all the songs from Taylor's version, she released a lyric video on YouTube.
All of them, and they're so cute. Yeah. Most of them, and this one especially, is, like, really, really cute.
Yeah, it is.
All of the footage from, like, her tour, and then all the pictures of her just kind of, like, hey.
And, like,
hey,
having, like, fun on her first tour. It's really cute.
Yeah, super cute.
So, Devin, what do you think about Hey Steven?
I freaking love this song. This is such a fun jam. It is just so happy, and you just want to sit there and just, like, wave your head back and forth, you know, and just, like, jam out with it. The intro is super fun. The with the groove, and you got the guitar, and it's just, like, this really fun groove. And then the bass line on this song is just, like, super pleasing to the ear, and our guy Amos on the bass. You can see him in the background on both, like, the Fearless tour and then also on the lyric video. He's got his, like, power stance, and just like he's just, like, singing along to Hey Steven behind her, and he knows, like, all the lyrics. He's a pretty cool dude. Like Amos quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I really didn't give this song much of a chance on the original album.
Yeah.
I kind of just, like, glossed over it a little bit. There were so many other songs on it that I was obsessed with. Fearless, Jump Then Fall. That was something that, you know, I felt a little bit like, uh-oh, I'm not really a Swiftie about. But when Taylor's version came out and we listened to this album all the way through and we got to Hey Steven, I don't know about you. I think I remember when we both were listening to it for the first time, we were both like, whoa, this song kind of hits. Like, she sounds really freaking good on this re-record. And I think the reason why it hits harder on the re-record is because she's a woman singing a song about Steven, who's like, what's up, Steven? How you doing? You want to get together? And she's got her sultry folklore slash Evermore voice on it. And so it's more of like a, okay, like, she's definitely trying to be flirty and get this guy to hang out with her, as opposed to on the original Fearless, where it kind of is a little bit more naive and innocent, and it sounds just like a letter that she's writing to a crush that she has. And that is kind of a cool thing about this song, is that it does, it feels like it's a love letter. And she's just giving over to all of the thoughts that she has about him. And is she going to send the letter? Is she not going to send the letter? Does Steven know about all of this? Does she actually end up telling him? You know, it's pretty cool. I also really love the way Steven rhymes with other words on this song. Steven, believing, feeling. Like, it's a really pleasing word to rhyme. And I didn't realize that. I don't know what it is. But I really, really like the rhymes that she does with it. It's fun. And then, of course, the little has and the giggle, you know, and it make it so great. And then I love the organ synth, the wing, wing, wing. So it, you can really hear it in the second verse. And it's like the wing, wing, and that's totally a terrible impression, mm-hmm. but you can definitely hear it. It's that organ sound in the background that kind of gives it a little extra, like, flair and, like, a little, like, hey. it's just such a feel-good song.
Yeah.
So fun to listen to. And especially this Taylor's version is just, like, really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? What do you think of Hey Stephen?
I feel like this song is just, like, pure sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute and fun and flirty, and it's a great song to bop along to. Mm-hmm. Like, you hear that, and you're just like, I'm bopping.
In the snaps.
Yeah, like, you're just kind of going with it. Like, it's... Uh-huh. As I was listening to it for research and everything, it was so hard not to just be, like, moving my shoulders back and forth as I'm sitting at my computer. Like, I couldn't not move to this song.
For sure.
I also think it's a particularly good driving song.
Mm.
Like, just kind of, like, cheerful, driving with your sunroof open, mm-hmm. you know? I've always been a fan of Hey Stephen. I just loved how lighthearted and, like, innocent schoolgirl crush-like it was. I probably, you know, related to that because when it came out, I was probably, like, 16.
For sure.
So I was like, oh, the crush, she's letting him. No, she's this crush on him. It's just very cute.
Yeah.
But I agree with you that you can definitely feel the maturity in Taylor's version, and especially with the difference in the laugh.
Yes.
Like, she knows now what she'd be getting into.
Yes.
Like, she knows it.
For sure.
And, like, that knowing changes the song to be even flirtier. Like, mm-hmm. oh, hey, Stephen. You know?
Hey, what's up, yeah. Stephen?
Yeah. So it definitely gives it a slightly different vibe, but I still really like it.
Yeah.
Maybe even more.
Yeah.
Because I'm also now more mature. So I like that, too, you know, as I've grown with her. And I just agree with you. The ums at the beginning are so good. And then, like, the giggle is just iconic.
It's iconic.
I love it. And I love the ha. Like, it's all just, like, very good Taylor. It's very, like, this song is so fearless, and
yes.
I just love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a very, very solid Taylor bop for me.
For sure. I also love that even though it's re-recorded, and I know that they were trying to get it as perfect and, like, as lined up as they could with the original, mm-hmm. I love that she changed the laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
It definitely is a little different, and it definitely has a different feel to the laugh.
Yeah.
The original is kind of like an innocent giggle, and then this one is like a, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I like, the yeah. knowing in that laugh.
Mm-hmm. The
and
knowing.
How, what, such a little thing gives so much
extra
to
context. Yeah.
yeah. Which is really cool. And I like most of the Fearless Taylor's version songs better with her full voice, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And I don't really miss the twang feel.
Yeah.
Which I feel like Hey Stephen had a little bit.
Definitely. The yeehaw Taylors,
yeah.
what everybody says. For sure. And this one is just Taylor.
Yeah.
And it gives it something extra, I think.
I agree.
But then the production and the background of it is still, like, so full and fun and groovy. Like, it's good.
It's such a groove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a power-up version of the original.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Devin, do you relate to Hey Stephen?
I feel like this is a song about a note to Stephen.
Mm.
Like, she is currently, as she's singing it, writing this note.
Mm.
And I totally, totally relate to that.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if it came to confessing to a crush or something on IM.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know? Or when, like, writing a note that you're going to give to them the next day at school, but then you see them and you totally chicken out.
Mm.
And so, yeah, you would write an entire paper thesis on what you liked about this person and why you liked them and all these different things of, like, what you could give to the relationship of, like, hey, I'm funny and, like, I definitely can make you laugh a lot and I'm a great dancer and, like, all those other guys, they may be, like, super hot and, like, football players, but, like, I can dance and that's way more fun, right? But then I would never, ever, ever give that note to whoever I was playing on giving it to. Like, there is no way. I would write it, and I would have it, and I'd be like, delete! And especially, like, on IM, when you see, like, they're online, and you're like, oh my god, this is my chance.
Yeah.
This is my chance to finally say something, and I'd be like, no, definitely not.
Did you ever do the IM, like, the... who do you like? And then be like,
yeah.
you?
Did yeah,
you
yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, hey, can I ask you something? And it's like, ... Yeah.
This
be
such
like,
a thing.
Be like, so like, who do you like?
Yeah. It
yeah.
was such an era.
Oh my god. AIM flashback.
So
just
funny.
To a to a strange, strange time.
Yes.
So that I can definitely relate to that. And I'm sure that in Gossip Gab, you'll talk about exactly who this might be about. I'm excited about that. How about you? Do you relate to this song?
I mean, of course, I can relate to having a crush and all the like cute emotions of this song and like daydreaming about the person like so much who you have a crush on. Like you're just thinking about like what your relationship could be like mm-hmm. or like going to like the mall or something or like the park or a football game or like just like cute little, like, you know, crush daydreaming. But my actual relate to with this song is, I think, pretty funny. So my freshman year of college, which was 2010, my roommate and I decided that Steven was a hot guy name.
Okay.
And our hypothesis for this came mainly from the mid-2000s MTV show Laguna Beach, where the main love interest was Steven Coletti. It was kind of a love triangle, like LC kind of liked him and they maybe had a fling, but he really liked Kristen and they were on and off again. And then Kristen Cavallari like famously would say his name like Stephen. And like, I just remember that still today and how iconic that was. And then what aided in this Stephen is a hot guy's name hypothesis was of course Taylor's Hey Stephen.
Right.
As well as Kesha's song, Steven, where she sings, Steven, why won't you call me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she also says, you're my object of affection, my sick obsession. So I believe that my roommate and my hypothesis was correct.
Oh, boy.
At least at this era in time.
Okay.
I also think, I'm pretty sure my roommate's the one who coined it. It wasn't me. And I'm pretty sure she had a crush on someone from home named Steven. And that, like, came from that as well.
Wow.
Yes, so I can't hear this song and not think about that whole hypothesis, and it's just, I find it very, very funny.
Steven is a hot guy's name.
Yeah, in the early 2000s, like at that time.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know? Mid-2000s, I guess. I don't know what that counts
totally
as.
Totally had the swoop.
Yes. So, well, that I don't know. Steven Coletti didn't have the swoop.
No?
The swoop was a little bit later in time. That was like the 2010s, I think.
Zac Efron.
Yes. But yeah, so I just find that really funny and just like thinking about like weird it is that those two wrote a couple years apart songs about someone named Steven.
Right. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I actually had never heard that Kesha song until you played it.
You
yesterday.
Had it?
No. I
was it's like, not one of her more popular ones.
Yeah.
Kesha is big, but like at the time when I was in college, that was like TikTok and We Are Who We Are. Like, it was like, she was huge.
TikTok was gigantic.
Yeah, so I listened to a lot of, like, her whole albums and, like, other songs on the albums, and Steven was one of those.
Wow.
And it is just, it's very funny, that song. Like, Taylor's is definitely more, like, flirty, this is a love note, and hers is like, I don't get it. Like, why don't you call me back?
Steven, come on. Steven.
It's so funny. So it's just, yeah. And if you watched Laguna Beach, you totally get it. Also, if you haven't watched Laguna Beach, I don't know if it's playing anywhere on any of the sites, but it's quality reality TV.
Gab literally has all of the DVDs.
I do.
And I mean it, DVDs, not just
I can't tell you where it streams. Maybe MTV.com, but I don't know how that works. But
could be.
I do have the Laguna Beach season 1 and 2 DVDs.
Amazing.
Great show.
Amazing. Well, now we get to the segment of Gossip
This is a super fun Gossip Gab.
Oh, I'm so excited.
As a lot of the, I think, Fearless and Speak Now era Gossip Gabs are. The hidden message in the liner notes of Hey Steven are the words love and theft.
Theft?
Which at first you're like, what? That's a weird message.
Oh.
But it all makes sense.
Okay, okay.
Based on that hidden message, it's pretty clear that the subject of this song is singer Steven Barker Lyles of the country music group Love and Theft.
Oh!
Pretty obvious. Taylor and Steven first met backstage at an event in 2007, and shortly before his group Love and Theft was signed, the band was picked up to be an opening act for Taylor on her 2008 tour.
Wow.
Yes. So they got to know each other pretty well during that time. Taylor explained the song to Philadelphia Magazine. This is a guy I had a crush on. I wrote about all these reasons why he should be with me instead of other girls. Hey, Steven, I could give you 50 reasons why I should be the one you choose. All those other girls are beautiful, but would they write a song for you? This guy has absolutely no idea I had a crush on him. It's going to be kind of interesting when he finds out. So funny, Taylor. Also, just that, like, they were on tour and working together, but obviously there was this flirtation between them. Apparently, when the album came out, Taylor sent Stephen a text message that just said, "Hey, track 4, confirming it to him that it was about he was the Stephen in question.
Wow.
He told People magazine, "It's totally flattering to have someone write a song like that for you, and it's actually one of the nicest things somebody's ever done for me." Wow. I mean, it's a very positive song. I mean, she basically says, "I can't help if you look like an angel."
Yeah.
Like, that's a high compliment.
And then "Kiss You in the Rain."
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, like, forever, like, he gets to have that
song. That's his song. Wow. Hey, in terms of songs she's written about guys, I'd say that's definitely up there.
This is a good one.
Most positive ones, yeah.
For sure. At the same time that Taylor was writing Hey Steven, Lyles had been writing a song called Try to Make It Anyway, which he later revealed was about Taylor.
Oh!
"Me and Taylor really hit it off and became really close when we were on tour together. We had a real emotional relationship. We talked on the phone a lot. She was really cool. One day she called me up and was like, 'Hey, I wrote a song about you.' And I was like, 'Dude, that's really funny because I just wrote a song about you last week.'"
He calls her dude. Oh my
God. He says it in the quote to this to People magazine. Like, so silly. Steven didn't actually end up releasing Try to Make It Anyway until 2011.
Okay.
So even though he wrote it theoretically around the same time that Steven was written, I think probably because he had recently been signed and who knows what, you know, his management and whatnot wanted, he didn't release that song until 2011. About the song, he said, "This is actually one of my favorite songs that I've ever written."
Wow.
Some lyrics from the song are, "The curly hair and the cowboy boots, how could anyone get over you? They must have really been a big old fool, baby, because I can't help it when I look at you. Oh. Every piece of me comes undue."
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was, you know, kind of like a love song back, but it was like kind of like a, well, this didn't happen, but it's okay kind of song-ish. Because at that point, but the time he released it, 2011, you know, Taylor was in and out of different relationships. And
for sure.
I think he was aware of that, which is kind of the line, "How could anyone get over you?" But pretty cool, you know?
That's really cool.
Song for song. Pretty cute. I like that. Yeah, I think this is just like a really great like story behind the song. And as far as we know, these two never actually had a relationship, but they had this great flirtation.
Super cute.
Yeah. A totally random fact about the original Hey Steven recording is that country singer Martina McBride's children did the finger snaps at the end of the song.
What?
Yeah, like the...
Yeah.
So Taylor explained to That's Country Radio how she got the kids involved. "We were recording at John McBride's, Martina McBride's husband's studio, and he was like, 'My kids are dying to meet you. Do you think that you could say hi to them?' I said, 'Sure, have them come in and hang out while we're recording.' So his daughters and their friends from school, there were about 10 of them there, they all came into the studio while we were recording Hey Steven, and they loved it. They were singing along with it by the end of it." And I guess she put these snaps that they did into the song. And, like, how cool is it to be those kids?
Yeah.
All these years later that you got to, like, hang out with Taylor for this afternoon.
Yeah.
And also that the dad, I guess, is he's a producer.
He's a sound engineer.
It's really cool.
He is Martine McBride's sound engineer on all of her tours.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's super cool and really cute.
Yeah. We saw her in Albany.
Me and my dad. Right. I remember that.
We were sat next to the only other son-father pair in like the entire arena. And it was all like a whole bunch of like women on like, you know, friend dates and whatever, and like, you know, husbands and wives and whatever. And then it's me and my dad and another dad and his kid, and we're like jamming out to Martina McBride.
I mean, she's so good.
so good.
That is so funny.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. As a lot of us know, in April 2021, Taylor appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert to discuss Fearless, Taylor's version, in a ridiculous sketch where Colbert questioned whether Hey Steven was written about him. Taylor played along with the sketch, holding up a mood board that she said inspired the song, covered in pictures of Colbert's face, and stating many random, very specific facts about him, as well as coining the hilarious line, "No, this is a pizza."
So good.
When Colbert was saying, "Taylor, those are all pictures of me." So funny. Super goofy sketch. Also, like, shows Taylor's, like, really great acting skills,
because
she totally plays along and is so goofy in it. But the mood board Billboard also included a photo of Colbert from 1989 that Taylor mentioned specifically, leading us all to believe that that was the next re-record.
Right.
Which I still think it was supposed to be. Mm. I don't know why it wasn't released as the next re-record, but I actually do think it was supposed to come before Red. Mm. I stand by that theory.
Interesting.
Because like it was like such an obvious, silly Taylor Easter egg, and I don't think she would have done that erroneously, but also there have been a whole bunch of them, so I still stand by that.
Yeah.
Finally, jokingly, she revealed that she'd actually written Hey Stephen about the novelist Stephen King, saying she was a very big fan.
Big fan. Dark Tower series.
Yeah. So, so goofy. If you haven't seen this sketch, just Google Taylor Swift on Colbert. It's very funny. It's like 8 minutes. Hilarious. But we know that this is not about Stephen Colbert or Stephen King.
No, now we know.
But Stephen Barker Lyles.
Yeah, so hopefully Stephen Colbert, if you're listening to this episode, you'll now know who it's about.
Yeah, we did all the research for you, all Stephen. All of
it. Yeah, you can check it out.
So, Devin, what's your favorite line from Hey Stephen?
I really like the line, all those other girls, yeah, the beautiful, but with their eyes, a song for you.
Yeah, that's so good.
I know that you probably would have picked that as your favorite line because of the ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Afterward, because that's your favorite thing in most of her songs is when she does little asides or little like hats or like. But I also, as I have said in many episodes before this, talked about how much I love her like hats and like oops and yes and ooms. How it rhymes and like how the lyric of it goes with the melody. And it's just, I really, really like this one a lot.
Yeah.
How about you? What is your favorite line?
So my real favorite line is also that favorite line, but I picked a different one for the sake of the podcast.
Thanks.
But I just love that. Like when she's like, yeah, they're beautiful, but would they write a song for you? Like, it's just so cute. It's so Taylor. It's funny. It's sassy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. So my favorite line is not actually what I thought the line was until this week.
Oh, okay.
So I had always been singing the lyrics, can't help it if I want to kiss you in the rain slow.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually just, can't help it if I want to kiss you in the rain, and it's a comma, so come feel this magic, like the so is a bridge from that line to the next one, not slow. She doesn't want to kiss him in the rain slow. She just wants to kiss him in the rain. So come feel this magic. I thought it was slow because in the original version of this song with the twang, the so sounds like slow to me. So it sounds like that's what she's saying. And that's what I've sang for
all your life.
13 years.
Yeah.
And I was wrong.
Oh, no.
And I really just loved that line. I still do. Like, it's so fearless, you know, the theatrical movie romance
Rain
references throughout all of Fearless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like rain check and like I want to kiss you in the rain.
Yeah.
I still prefer I want to kiss you in the rain slow.
Slow.
Because it's like romantic, you know? Very notebook-esque.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But still, it's very still cute, romantic line. But also, truly, my favorite part of this song is the giggle.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, Devin.
Yes.
From 1 to 10, girls tossing rocks at your window.
Ooh.
What would you give this song?
I like that rating.
And as a side, did you ever have girls toss rocks at your window?
No. No, I never had anybody toss rocks at my window. Mm. I feel like that's dangerous. I feel like what happens if you throw the rock a little too hard and it breaks the window?
That's a good point.
You know? It goes right in there with coming in with the rain. You know? Why would you do that?
I think I tossed rocks at friends' windows in college, like dorm windows.
Like pebbles?
Yeah, like, well, like acorns, pebbles.
Acorns, okay.
Not
acorns
like a full rock.
Yeah, like, not like a boulder.
I don't think I could throw a full rock very far, but I'm pretty sure that I
like a baseball
throw little
size
pebbles
rock
at my dorm, my own dorm windows, like really close by. Mm. I wave at my roommates as I was walking by. I'm pretty sure we did that.
Interesting.
We didn't break any windows.
Good.
That way.
I'm glad. Oh. Glad. So, no, I and I never threw rocks at anybody else's windows either.
Mm.
There were no rock throwing. Mm. 1 to 10 girls tossing rocks at your window. I think I'm going to give this 9.
Woohoo!
9 girls tossing rocks at your window.
Wow.
For the Taylor's version, for sure. Like, I'm jamming with it hardcore, and it's definitely not a 10 for me because like it hasn't breached my top 20. I know that. I jam with it, though, so yeah. I totally gave it a 9.
Wow.
I like it a lot. I love the groove. It's fun to tap to. I've tapped to it a couple of times. Oh, nice. So, like, it's fun.
Yeah.
And Gab, on a scale of 1 to 10 girls tossing rocks at your window, how many would you give this?
I would give, hey, Steven, I think 7 girls tossing rocks at your window.
Okay.
I love this song. I think it's a great bop. I think it's so fun. But it doesn't go in, like, my top tier of favorite Taylor songs. Mm-hmm. I will always listen and sing along with the song and bop to it. And I really do like it. I think it's a great song. I just, like, live for so many of her other songs that, like, I have to adjust my ratings.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Listen along with us. You can check us out on Instagram at Tay to Z Podcast and give us all of your thoughts. Do you love Hey Steven? Do you agree that Steven is a hot guy name? Did you ever watch Laguna Beach? Is there a Steven in your life?
Is your name Steven?
Yeah, let us know. Also, be sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this right now. We've been doing really well on Spotify recently, so thank you to all our Spotify listeners. Mm-hmm. And if you have a moment to leave us a positive review on Apple Podcasts, that would be amazing.
Amazing. Well, next episode, we'll be covering Hoax from Folklore.
Yeah. Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tay to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.